Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. You can check us out in Richmond on 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, March 20th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody. Hope it's a good day for all.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
It is a good day. Mm. Cakes, baseball cakes. This is real Major League Baseball. The season has started right now, 6 a.m.
Yep, it is.
Hold on.
You're giving it the weird eye.
He had no idea.
Wait a second. These are real. These are games that actually count in the Major League Baseball standings.
Yes. Regular season starting right now. You see that? That's Major League Baseball.
There are two games in Seoul, South Korea that count.
Baseball Cakes thinks it's too early. I mean, it's March 20th.
Like, kind of with
this
you,
is,
Cakes.
You know what this is? This is classic baseball creep. Baseball shouldn't start until like April Fool's Day, April 1.
I think you're right.
There's been creep back into the late Marches now. Now it's March 20th.
Yeah, but I just,
what's next? Tax day, we're going to have baseball?
I like watching live sports at 6:02.
I'm sure that you do.
Yeah, and because you can bet on them.
You can definitely bet on them.
Bet on those.
So that makes sense because I saw the clip that went viral a couple days ago of all the Dodgers players staring at the woman who was throwing out the first pitch that was wearing the Dodgers uniform. I'm guessing she was a famous Korean woman. I don't know who she was, but
right,
the Dodgers,
they
couldn't keep their eyes off of her when she was about to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah.
She was a little bit silly.
She wasn't ugly, that's for
so
sure.
So now it makes sense that it's actually a real game taking place.
Yeah, you'll get to see Shohei Ohtani's official debut with the Dodgers. I believe he's batting second.
Okay.
Mookie Betts leading off. Shohei,
you
two.
Know what? If you had asked me,
Freeman's,
is this
three,
a real game or an exhibition game? I would have said, it's an exhibition. It's March 20th.
I saw somebody make this point on social media. NFL just keeps getting more and more popular.
Right?
They add different nights.
Yes.
When people can actually watch games.
Right.
And Major League Baseball starts at 6 a.m.
Well, it makes sense. It's time zone. I mean, it's the other part of the halfway around the world.
Yeah, but you should make opening day like the biggest day, and I'm sure they will still try and make opening day a big
nobody's
deal.
Nobody's ever accused the baseball's the guys that are running the show to be the most advanced thinkers, the most forward thinkers on the planet.
I mean, these games are an afterthought.
Hey, look,
they're just throwing
the NFL starts games at 9:30 in the morning, because they're playing over in Europe and, Mexico. Mm-hmm. And so, they're expanding their horizons a little bit, playing over in Seoul.
It's a little gimmick.
They're bringing some Asian players back to Seoul, South Korea, and making it a big deal, and we get to watch it.
How much would we have to pay you, Jason Bishop, to get on an airplane, fly to Seoul, watch both games, and then come right back?
What's the Powerball up to?
It's how long is the flight to Seoul? Is it like 20 hours or something?
I mean, I would have no idea.
I mean, I literally wouldn't know.
Something like that. I mean, I would imagine it's similar to a flight to China, and on Sunday when I got hooked by a random listener.
Yeah.
And got free breakfast. I was out with another dad from swim team, and he's from China, and he said if he takes his whole family to China, mm-hmm. he has a family of four, mm-hmm. costs him $12,000.
Oh. Mm.
That's just a flight.
Yep.
And then he told me it was something like 20 hours.
He said there used to be
kind of a direct flight, but because of the politics, you can't fly over Russia. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It was very confusing.
Yeah. You know what? It's hard enough getting to Chinatown, where I went last night for the Wizards game. I don't need to get on a bird and fly 16 hours to go to the real China.
No. Was there a lot of traffic last night for you?
Was there a lot of traffic?
Of course. That's why you got to take the metro, bro.
It's D.C. Of course there's a lot of traffic.
You'll and never take the metro.
I know.
There could be three.
I'm with you. I'd rather sit in my car in traffic.
There could be 3 hours of traffic, and I could know it on my ways, and I'm still taking it over the metro mm-hmm. every single time.
I'll take the 40-minute metro ride.
I am the master and commander when I navigate and sail into the choppy waters of the District of Columbia.
Once you finally arrived, did you do any hobnobbing, any schmoozing?
I did.
Or did you miss a lot?
No. I got there early because I like to do the get there early, leave early bit. That's kind of my thing.
You got Irish goodbye or you just...
No, I said goodbye to a few people in the suite when I did eventually decide to leave. When, by the way, the Wizards were still competitive when I left. And then when I got home,
they got
their doors blown off. They lost by like 20 points.
Yep.
That's kind of their thing. Will Dawkins came into the suite. I want to say it was around halftime. Mm-hmm. He schmoozed with people for about 15-ish, maybe 20 minutes. Uh-huh. And then
he's a good dude.
He very nice guy. Then he hightailed it out. And then after he left, I said, you know what?
My time is done here.
Coke Zero for the road, stuffing in my Wizards gift bag, and I am rolling out of D.C. Uh-huh.
Did you expect the team to suck this bad?
No. My small talk with Will Dawkins was very much that. It was a handshake and a head nod and
that was about it.
What's up? And then I let some of the other people in the suite do the heavy lifting. There was a lot of Craig Hoffman talking to him. The Rooster was talking to Will Dawkins.
The hardcore guys.
I believe Grant Paulson was also doing a lot of talking to Will Dawkins.
They could do the heavy lifting.
Yeah, I think I shook his hand, and then 2 minutes later, I was in the bathroom. And then I came back out, and he was still doing the schmooze.
Right.
And
how was the
10
food?
Minutes later, he left.
How was the food?
Food was very good.
Menu.
Here's your menu. Valdez would have been sliced. They had a big, giant warming tray of crab dip,
ooh,
first and foremost.
All right.
It was very good. Now, I don't know how he would have graded it, but I mean,
there was actually
good.
Crab in the crab dip.
There was actually real crab. It wasn't artificial crab.
No, but I mean, it was like, it wasn't just like all mayo or whatever.
There was definitely discernible crab meat crab dip.
Good.
With tortilla chips to dip.
Perfect.
Mumbo wings. I sampled two of those. What else was there? Was a vegetable tray. There was mac and cheese and chicken tendies.
All right.
And unlike a lot of the times when we go into suites, the refrigerator fully stocked.
Nice.
Beers, sodas, waters, a bottle of wine.
What was your beer of choice?
I did a Stella and about 3/4 of a Bud Light. Those are my offerings for the evening.
All right.
What else did they have? They had chocolate chip cookies for dessert. And then they had about a dozen or 15 Whiz gift bags for people on the way up.
Would you get like a bobblehead or something?
I got a t-shirt and a hat.
Oh, okay.
T-shirt I'll give to my son. I'll wear the lid.
The lid is nice.
The lid's pretty nice.
If it meets your standard?
It meets my standards, yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, my impeccably high lid standards, yes.
Well, thanks for representing us.
Of course.
Yeah, good job.
It was a good time. It was fun. I watched about 3 minutes of the game.
Right.
And that might be being generous. Because, you know, you're hanging out with people you haven't seen for a while. Yeah, the schmooze.
Well, it sounds like it was better than the UVA game. Because, oh my God, people were so bitter about that game.
I saw Twitter at halftime when they'd scored, I believe, 14 points.
16, I think, maybe.
I think it was 14.
Yeah.
They went brutal.
They went almost a full hour of real time without scoring.
Yeah.
Now, 20 minutes, so that was halftime. But they went 14 minutes of game time without
scoring.
I mean,
does Bennett think that guys are still shooting the ball into peach baskets from back? Like, he does understand that basketball has evolved, right? Well, you're allowed to score.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's actually encouraged.
Well,
he's
tried.
Got a national championship.
They tried to score.
He has a national championship.
I understand. He's a great
coach. He does,
coach.
But in the next four tournaments he's been in, he's been out in the first round.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have been in the tournament. I said this yesterday.
Right.
They're a fraud. They went seven games this year without scoring 50 points. That team should not be in the tournament.
Right.
That was an embarrassment.
He did acknowledge at the end of his presser that there, or at least at the end of the article I read, that he is going to have to evaluate the system.
I mean, does he know that the does he know that there's a portal? Like, he can go in and get talented offensive players?
Well, he better switch something
up. Like, that's allowed.
That's not his tempo. That's not his thing.
Yeah, UVA. Again,
but, you know, in years past, they've had players that have been NBA caliber players.
Sure. DeAndre Hunter.
This year, I don't think Reese Beekman's an NBA player, but who knows? But they just don't have the overall talent that they've had in the last 5 years.
Right.
Certainly not when they won the national championship. They had NBA guards. They had DeAndre Hunter, NBA player. But, I mean, that's just an embarrassment when you score 42 points in a game.
3 for 17 from beyond the arc, 25% from the field overall.
Yep. Yep.
That's pretty gross.
I think I could make 3 for 17 on threes.
Oh, I know I couldn't.
I don't know. No, guys running at you.
Yeah, with the guys running at me.
The whole country watching you.
Although I did it against Newark in the ABA.
You, with guys guarding you, no chance you would get 3 out of 17.
I didn't say with guys guarding
you. Maybe if you're there wide open.
You didn't say in the actual game.
In an open gym, I bet on you, sure.
Tough loss for our boys from Howard. They were just gassed.
They made a run. They tried to come back from down 17.
They were pretty much trailed the entire game, made a run, had three opportunities to tie the game at the end, but they lose by three. They were just, man, their backcourt played all 40 minutes. They were playing walk-ons. I mean, they were just so banged up. They just didn't have any depth. They just looked tired to me. And Wagner got off to a great start, and that kid Melvin Council was so fast. Man, he was up and down the court. So tough loss for the Bison. Congrats to Coach Blake and Rod Belanis over there to get to the NCAA tournament for back-to-back years. But they go down. Wagner advances to play North Carolina.
Was that the first time in Howard's been in back-to-back years?
Yes.
Yeah.
They've never been to back-to-back tournaments.
Pretty crazy.
Yep. So the tournament officially started, Mr. Cakesy.
But nothing
as well as the Major League Baseball season, which
correct.
Baseball Cakes seem to have missed.
I missed the memo. I thought that they were just over in Seoul, like for an exhibition. I had no idea this was a real actual game that counts in the standings.
Now, are there more playing games tonight?
Yes, there's two more. Shohei. Two more? Oh, you know what? It wasn't a double play. Yes, there are more games tonight. You've got another 16 versus 16 matchup, and then you've got Boise State's playing. Who are they playing? Boise State. They're playing Colorado, I think.
Hmm.
So you've got, Montana State Grambling, Boise State, Colorado. The play-ins, the first four.
So they've done the career Japan bit a few times with baseball. So they they knock a couple games out, and then they give them a week off to get back and acclimate again. And then really opening days like March 28th or something.
Yeah,
like
that's
correct.
When it usually, like,
it's just a gimmick.
I think like the Nats might open on March 29th in Cincinnati.
Yes.
I think their home opener is April 1st.
That's Pittsburgh. Is it Pittsburgh?
That makes sense. That means all is right with the world.
They're not the only ones.
Yeah, but that doesn't bother you.
Well, it doesn't bother me at all. Yeah.
Josiah Gray
actually doesn't affect them.
Josiah Gray's the opening day starter for the Nationals.
Uh-huh.
Did you see what happened in his last outing?
Where did he get shelled?
7 walks.
Yeah. Well,
right. Mackenzie Gore's last outing, 8 runs. I hope it's better in the regular season.
Are we going to do the bit with Rizzo again? We should. We could pick another dreadful opponent, though.
Do we have him again this year?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I assume.
I don't know. Do we?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
I know it's been talked about. I don't know if a contract's been signed, but
hopefully we do.
All right, well,
we
hopefully do. But can I'd love to do the bit where we go in and hang out in the suite again and
watch. Get some inside skinny.
That get was some fun. Inside skinny.
That was a good time.
Watch the game unfold and all the monitors and everything. The one thing I came away from that is, man, he hates walks. Ooh, he does not like walks.
Not a big fan.
Probably wasn't thrilled with Josiah Gray's last outing.
I mean, didn't he have the signs put up at spring training where I think it was something along the lines of nobody cares how fast you throw a ball for?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, he does not like walks.
Was he behind that sign?
I mean, I don't know if he came up with it, but I would guess that he would has be some my, sort of input.
That would be my guess. That sounds like a Rizzo yeah, thing, big time.
Yeah,
it doesn't necessarily sound like a Davey thing.
If walks piss you off, that sounds like a sign that you might make and hang up around the complex.
All right, phone number you want to chime in throughout the show is 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can also text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Same number, standard message and data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. I'm going to have to fix some tweets. Despite the tweets, Spencer Carberry will be on at 7 a.m.
Yes, he will.
Well, he's back on the East Coast.
Yes, we will talk to the Capitals head coach.
He's going
to
be happy.
Coming up at 7, talk playoff push.
And they got a big one tonight.
Also, Sheil Kapadia, who's a senior NFL writer, hosts the Ringer NFL show, will join us coming up at 9, talk about some of the best moves via free agency, the upcoming NFL draft. That's all right here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.